Welcome to These Are Good Days with Lee Ann Miller
and Matt Berez.
Well, Matt, it appears you may have a little problem with the lights in your trees
out front. I'm in a conundrum.
It looks like one of the trees may have had a power outage.
It's true. We came home. You know, I
mean, for 3 years. I mean, go figure.
We had a good run.
You're probably going to have to cut the wires out of the bark.
I don't know. You know what's great is I'm just turning them off, and I'll cross that bridge when I get there.
Yeah. You better cross it. I better not be pulling in this driveway in the next couple weeks, and those wires and lights are still in those trees.
They might be done.
If the weather's nice and you got a sunny Ohio day.
Whoa. You're very aggressive about my life choices. Here's the thing.
Sunny walk.
I will probably have to cut the lights out, but we had a good like 3 year run.
I mean, I'm impressed they last 3 years.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I do like post holidays into the new year. I love leaving up white lights because it's like a little Olive Garden ambiance. Mm-hmm. It's like twinkle lights, white lights.
But one tree off and one tree on, that's
not going to work. No, it's not going to work. Nope. So I'll probably sometime this spring or summer be cutting Christmas lights out of my bush.
There you go.
That sounds weird.
Okay, listen. What's your good day?
My good day is,
we say that a lot.
We do say listen a lot.
Yeah, come on, listen.
We have had home days. It's the winter home.
Yes.
And listen, my daughter,
We've had a full week of January already.
I know. This is so cute. My daughter watches us. You know, one of our hygge activities, if you're new to the podcast in our house, is hand embroidery. And it's something we mostly do in the winter.
Yeah.
My wife and I both, I don't know why, it's just something detailed. Yeah. It activates my brain in a different way.
It's better than scrolling.
Right. Honestly, most things are better than scrolling.
Well, maybe not smoking.
Scrolling over smoking. That's a new shirt. I would rather you scroll than smoke.
Me too.
But.
Well.
That got me. So my daughter was like, I want to learn how to do this. So our kids have gotten into crafts.
Yeah, I love that.
And it's such a fun thing.
I love
that. Like Fitz is making slime. Remy's trying to sew. Mallory got her like these plastic needles. And so
here's the
other thing my kids have gotten into this winter is that I'm not a fan of. And I've been very vocal about this with my family.
Okay.
They love these strategy games, like board games that are hard, that come with a book, like a manual.
Yeah, I'm not about it.
I'm like, give me like a gestures, a taboo, acting game.
Uno, Skippo.
But they like Luca got a game called Forbidden Jungle. And it's like, you are an explorer. And then you got I can't think of the words.
I don't want to do it. It's too much.
It's hard. But you know what? God love Mallory. Yes. Mallory will read the manuals, and she likes those games. Ticket to Ride, Settlers of Catan, Risk, too much.
Yeah.
Too much for my brain.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
I like Old Maid Skippo.
Yeah, I'm
okay,
with
listen,
you.
My good day, end of December, over a week ago, we went down to Teddy and MG's. We had such a lovely time. I stayed in my pajamas one of the days we were there the entire day.
As one does.
We did our traditional Christmas dinner there. We took everything there.
What's your traditional Christmas dinner?
Is our fourth year doing it. We have a filet.
Okay.
And we did some sort of technique that Teddy knows about where you put it in a vacuum sealed
sous vide.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he did it on his Blackstone.
Then you sear it.
Seared it on the Blackstone. Yeah. And let me tell you.
It's good.
Oh.
Sous vide is good.
Yes. So we did a filet. We do crab legs. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember Amish Dottie last year? Mm-hmm, we did crab legs and he felt sad that he couldn't be there this year. And we did mashed potatoes with brown butter.
Ooh.
And glazed carrots and shrimp cocktail.
Yum.
And we just had a lovely dinner. And we just really enjoyed each other.
Yeah,
when we pulled in their driveway, I did not leave their driveway until we left to come home.
But you know what else that you're not mentioning is you went to your kid's house over the holiday. And Teddy said, Mom, I could really use your help with some of these like little projects around the house. And you got at it.
I got at it.
And you know, when we were talking about this, you actually almost got tears in your eyes because you're like, if my kid is, my adult child's going to ask me to help him, I'm going to help
him. If my adult kid says, I need your help, I'm there.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
I'm all in.
And
I'm,
listen,
he's I am fluffy and sweating.
Yeah.
I'm all in. I'm gonna do it.
All the folds have sweat in them.
Teddy said to me, Mom, I didn't mean that we needed to spring clean or deep clean. I was like, listen, you said I need your help. I need a little bit of help.
That's right.
And I just rolled up my sleeves and we got to it. And it was so fun. Daryl did, you know, sprayed off their front porch and put together their Blackstone. And we just had a really just time together and a good time. And MG made this lovely, deep, rich, dense chocolate cake with chocolate frosting and Malden flake salt on the top. And we just,
I don't remember you bringing me a piece.
Well, it was gone. I mean, we really just had a wonderful time together.
Awesome.
And I love those days.
I love
days like that.
Hey, we're talking this episode. What are we leaving in 24 and bringing with us in 25?
Yes. Yes.
You know, we're
1 week in. Let's talk about what we're bringing into 2025.
We've talked about this before. We're not big resolution people.
No.
But we are like one percenters. Like we are like, let's improve our life a little bit here. You know, resolutions are not my jam.
Listen, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to call it a resolution. I'm going to say, here are some of the hopes I have.
Yes.
And then I'm also going to say this. When we started this podcast, we made a commitment. We said, we're committing to this.
This is
our commitment. And, you know, you could call that a resolution if you want, but we're committed.
Yeah.
So I can view it like that, but resolutions somehow New Year's resolutions, they're kind of shrouded in, are you going to fail at this? And I just don't want to do it.
But you know what? I do think I was met up with my friend Grant, our friend Grant. Mm-hmm. He's your friend too.
Yeah.
I met up with our friend Grant and he was saying like, you know, I believe he's also not a big resolution guy, but he was like, there is something fresh about a new year that makes you want to just think and reset some things.
But I would put Grant in the category of when he commits to working out, he's working out.
I know.
He's not saying like, this is my resolution. He's saying this is going to be my commitment to life and I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
And
that's so true.
And I love that.
Yeah.
Now,
we were going to
do Mad Dash for food. What we're going to leave in 2024 for food and what we're going to bring into 2025. And here's my first question for you. Are you bringing in Nerd gummy clusters?
100%. Listen, oh my gosh, I'm so happy that you brought this up. I am not watching videos about people saying nerds are bad for you. I'm sorry.
No,
maybe they are. I'm not.
I just love the gummy and the crunchy. I'm bringing them in.
I'm bringing them into 2025. I'm hiding them in my bag for the movie theater.
Nerd gummy clusters. If you are listening, we'd love a case.
Yes. Same. Okay. What's your next one? You do all of yours.
Okay. Vodka sauce.
Oh my gosh. I'm totally bringing in vodka sauce. Dan Pelosi has the best vodka sauce recipe. It's so easy to whip up like on a weeknight.
Okay.
I'm here for it.
Okay. Protein bites with the base being peanut butter.
100%. Bringing that in.
Oh, wow.
My wife has like a really good protein ball recipe I love.
Sunny side up eggs.
I'm going to leave those.
Okay. All right.
Here's my problem. Am I allowed to talk?
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave sunny side up.
Okay.
Because I need the white to be a little more firm.
It can't be too goo goo. It can't be snotty for me.
No goo goo. Yeah.
I mean, dippy, but not snotty.
Same.
Okay.
Dippy. Listen.
I know this isn't food, but this is valid. Olipop.
On the fence.
Oh, fair.
I'm on the fence.
So you're on the fence.
Here's what I think. It feels really expensive. It feels expensive.
Listen, I'm.
It hits me in the pocketbook.
Yeah.
Hits me in my back right cheek.
Prebiotic or something. Do you think that's like a hoax? That's hoaxy?
No, I think it's real. I think probiotic.
Kombucha? No. That's a no for me.
Oh, that's a yes.
I love
kombucha.
No, it's too fizzy and vinegary.
But why
don't you just drink gasoline?
How dare you? It's something I love. I love kombucha.
No.
I do. It tastes fizzy, like spicy.
It's fizzy gasoline.
No, you haven't been drinking good kombucha then. You have a problem.
And the whole, what's that thing called? The little thing on the top, the little layer.
The Scooby.
Scooby? No, you can take your Scooby and leave.
I don't eat that. You're not supposed to drink that.
You can take your Scooby.
It kind of looks like a placenta. You don't want to drink that.
That's why I can't get
Okay, here's mine.
Okay, for me. Okay.
For you.
Okay.
I might also comment.
Okay.
First.
Okay.
Jell-O.
I'm leaving it. I'm leaving it in 2024. I'm leaving Jell-O.
What? But here's the problem. You can use Jell-O in so many other recipes. It doesn't have to be just a jiggler. It's not a, I'm not talking about jigglers. No. We're not doing
leaving
anything
it. I'm
with
leaving
Jell-O.
It. Next okay. one.
Okay. Tater tots.
Oh, they're coming with me.
Same. Same.
Yeah, they're coming
I love
with
tater
me.
Tots.
They're coming here's with me. And listen, I want some tater tots that's got some stuff in them or over them.
Over.
Like oh. put some cheese on it and some bacon yes, and some yeah. chopped jalapeno. Yes, stuff those tater tots. Yes. I'm taking tater tots with me. In
listen, tater tots are underrated.
They're coming.
They're coming. I'm predicting yes. now. That tater tots, because of our podcast, are going to make a comeback in 2025.
I'm in bed with tater tots.
Same. Okay. Me and tater tots, we have a thing.
Listen, they're going to make your jammies tight, but we're gonna eat those tater tots.
There's a restaurant by us, Bishop's.
If you are listening,
they're next door to Canaan Meats. We love Canaan Meats.
Canaan Meats, if you're listening,
Bishop's
where I got
has
my,
some good tater tots.
That's where I got
too.
My filet for Christmas. Is Canaan Meats? And so, listen, Canaan Meats. Can we talk 1 second?
Yeah,
they probably have 20 varieties of different bacon.
I know.
Their bacon. There's sriracha, Korean barbecue. Pepper,
really.
Canaan Parmesan.
Meats Canaan needs
meats.
To pull up. We
yeah,
love
pull, Canaan Meats. You should sponsor this podcast.
Okay, here's my next one: Chili Crunch. Chili Crunch made a huge
yeah,
surge
it
in
did.
The last
it did.
Year.
Chili Crunch can come with me, but Chili Crunch is going to come with me in certain ways. I'm going to drizzle a little bit of that over a salmon bowl or some rice.
Yeah.
But I'm not putting Chili Crunch on, like my tuna melt sandwich. Like
right.
I'm not putting Chili Crunch where Chili Crunch does not belong. So
know your place.
Chili Crunch can come, but tater tots really are leading the pack so far.
Listen, I feel like trends are happening. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about hot honey? Hot honey made a big wave
you know,
this year.
Hot honey for me, I'm not going to buy it, but I'm going to be okay
but
with it.
But you're going to like eat someone else's?
But I'm okay with it drizzled on a pizza. That's where I've had it,
yeah,
and I love
too.
It. But I'm not going to buy a whole hot honey because, you know, no. I'm just not going to use a whole jar.
What about like
jar.
a four ounce?
Maybe a little sample ounce, maybe more like a 2 ounce. But hot okay. honey for me is just like, besides pizza, what are you putting it on besides pizza?
Well, that's none of your business.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, it's a good question. I mean, I feel like it became popular because people were drizzling it on pizza. I don't know what else people are putting it on.
Yeah.
So if you can like learn us, if you can like school us, teach us.
I'll have to learn
what
about
else,
it.
What else hot honey's going on, then maybe I can
I mean,
convert.
Here's what, I could actually see hot honey going into you like when you're sick, if it like clears out your sinuses.
Yeah, maybe.
I could support
yeah,
that.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know where else we're putting it.
Hot honey and lollipop are on the same shelf for me. Like they're just like, okay. I'm on the fence. I, you know, so yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my last one.
Okay.
This one's very specific.
Okay.
Warm cheese.
Room temperature cheese. Oh, it will always come with me.
We don't talk enough.
Listen, cheese will always come with me. Let's just talk about food for a second. Let's talk about food. Walnut Creek Cheese and Market has unbelievable food. They have unbelievable deli ham and meats and fresh meat counters. Beautiful. They're smoked sausage.
Yeah.
And they're my mouth's watering. They're smoked pork chops with the apple butter barbecue sauce that they sell right there at the store. Lovely. But let me just say,
Cheese.
It's there.
It's where it's
at. The Munster cheese from Walnut Creek Cheese Munster. Oh, the outside portion of
the I like
Munster
how you
cheese.
Say that.
You
say it like fancy.
The Gugusburg Swiss.
Baby Swiss.
Like I almost can't get the words out.
Well,
like also the onion, the Bermuda onion cheese.
Oh, I'm a fan of onion
from Bunker
cheese.
Hill. That's labeled Bunker Hill. Mm-hmm. It's in the cracker cut. Mm-hmm. It's over. Well, I can't give you directions. Just look at all the cheese. But it's the Bermuda onion. Sometimes they're out because it's so popular.
Yeah.
That cheese is delicious.
Well, here's my
room temperature.
Charge.
Yes.
Here's my charge for our podcast family. Start leaving your cheese out. Not all day. You have to refrigerate
it. Leave it out.
But leave it out for like a half an hour before you
cut it.
Or cut it cold and let it set.
And let me just tell you another thing. Another thing I'm bringing into 2025 that I'm not going back to. I'm never going back to the OG wheat thin. I'm always picking the bigs. The Wheat Thin Biggs. Wheat Thins. If you are listening.
Yeah, Nabisco, I think.
Listen.
Sign me up.
For real. The Wheat Thin Biggs. They are thinner and crispier.
Okay.
And with a little bit of room temperature Munster cheese.
Yes. Room temperature cheese. It's a thing.
Yes. That's it. Yep.
It's a thing. Awesome. Well, hey, today Mad we're Dash. Talking. Thank you for joining us on Mad Dash.
Do you have a little jingle for Mad Dash yet?
No. Remember, I forgot to put one in time. Yeah. And so it was kind of funny. Dash. Da, 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 da. So we want to talk today about what are we leaving in 2024 that we are bringing into 2025? Yeah. Because while we're not big resolution people, we are self-improvement people. Yeah. We do want to keep growing and we do want to keep changing. And so why don't you go first? What's your first one? What are we leaving?
You know, Matt, I was thinking about it almost like this. And I'll go first and let you have a little time to think about it. But what are some things that you want to hide about your life? Like, what are some things that you just don't want to, like, you don't want to bring out into the light? Like, you don't want to admit it. You don't want to say, like, this is something I'd like to leave behind because I'm ashamed of it. Or this is something I want to bring into 2025 because I've been hiding it and avoiding it. And I shouldn't do that anymore. For me, it's like, I'm busy. I'm a busy person, but I've, in my past life, like before even marrying Daryl, I was very physically active. I was very physically fit.
You led jazzercise.
Aerobics.
You did step aerobics in the 80s.
And I was very, very physically fit. And I've just let that part of my life just kind of fall asleep. And it's a part I don't want to talk about really. It's a part that feels like, in some ways it feels, I don't want to use the word failure. It just feels like forgotten.
Yeah.
And that's something in 2025 I want to bring in. I don't want to look at exercise. Exercise always for me was like hammer time. Like just.
Right.
Just
go hard or go home.
Yes. Yeah. And like CrossFit or nothing, you know? And I want to look at exercise as a way of like improving myself, like making myself stronger, like being around longer, getting down on the floor with my grandkids. If I fall, I'm not like, I almost don't feel like, oh my gosh, now I'm going to be like sore and out for 2 or 3 days because I fell down. You know, when you're physically fit, you know, all of that is different,
right?
You know, getting down and up on the floor. I watch Daryl because he's so physical at work.
Right.
He can get up and down on the floor. He can jump up if I tried to jump up in the back of his truck bed, there's no jumping up.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I think, you know, with motion makes lotion. That's what they say for your joints. Motion makes lotion. So you keep your joints, you keep your joints lubricated and you keep your joints active. And
sometimes you need a little lotion before the motion.
Well, I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about.
Who said anything about that?
I'm talking about our joints. When we are in motion, when we are active, we keep our joints healthy.
I have never heard
this. And I just want to approach exercise in a way of like, I just want myself to be healthier. And it's something I almost want to hide in my life because I don't want to talk about it because I'm like, you know, I used to be so much more physically fit than I am now and I'm not now. And I just don't want to have a conversation. And I certainly don't want to have conversations with friends that are very physically active that make me feel like, you know, you really should walk. I actually want to do it because I enjoy it. And I'm not trying to beat someone or even compete against myself. I just want to do it for myself as a way to just be stronger and healthier.
Right. Well, I think I wrote on my list is the 1%, like the 1% changes in our life that can make a difference. And I think in that regard, the 1% is like, maybe it's walking. Maybe there are so many things you can do in your home.
Right.
Like people love kettlebells and bands. Yes. And, you know, it doesn't have to be something really intense.
Stretching, just even stretching.
Yeah.
Stretching. Is there something in your life though that you're like, that's something I want to hide. That's something I don't want to talk about because it feels like vulnerable.
I think honestly, it's probably very similar. It's like my health, my weight, I don't love talking about that. Mm-hmm. It's probably that. It's just taking care of my health.
Yeah.
And this year, I will say, I'm trying to think about how to say this the right way, is I went to my doctor with some concerns that feel kind of private.
Yeah.
That I
yeah.
don't really want yeah. to talk about. Sure. But I did share. Obviously, my wife knows.
Yeah. And you share with your doctor.
I shared with my doctor. And so then healthy. I shared with my friend Grant. And my friend Grant and I have probably, since about August, maybe 3 or 4 times, we've met up and talked about some of my health concerns, because Grant is a healthy person.
Yes.
And I brought my concerns up to him that I was sharing with people. And you know, what's so cool about vulnerability is when you're vulnerable, other mm-hmm. people are vulnerable, yeah, and come right. to find out we have some similar yeah, things that yeah. we're working on.
Listen, I think it's, right now we can pause and say, if you're listening and you know you should make that appointment with a doctor to discuss something you need to discuss, to make the appointment.
Totally.
You know, we have a dear friend that had a lot of pain in her left side. And she had just been avoiding going to the doctor, avoiding. And she has cancer. Mm-hmm. You know, she went to the doctor and discovered she has cancer. And the one thing she said she wished she would have done is she wished she would have made the phone call.
Gone earlier.
You know, earlier. Yeah. So if you've been putting that off, you know, make that phone call.
Yeah. Okay. Here's some things I'm leaving in 2024 and bringing into 2025. Okay. I think this is for a week for all of
us. Wait, is this what you're leaving in 2024? Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is like my improving my life.
Okay.
Is my self-talk, leaving anything negative mm-hmm. and making it more positive.
Okay.
You know, the way that I talk about myself, even the way that we talk about this discussion about our health.
Yes.
You know, maybe for some people it's their finances. Maybe it's a marriage relationship that they're hiding something in, that they're like, my marriage isn't great, but I don't want to talk to anybody about it.
Right.
Whatever it is, spin that conversation a little bit differently to make it looking towards more health. Of the positive and mm-hmm. what can you do?
Yeah.
And then the other thing in regards to talking to others is, let's spend less time in 2025 talking about others in a way that's not helpful. Maybe you're not someone who tears other people down. You know, maybe you're not someone that's big into gossiping. Maybe you're kind of on the neutral camp of how you talk about other people. But what if you used the energy that you had to encourage people mm-hmm. or build mm-hmm. them up or bring mm-hmm. them along in what you're mm-hmm. doing? Or instead of maybe mm-hmm. us talking about someone in even a positive way, mm-hmm. telling that person, how does that change the atmosphere or the relationships? Right.
One thing I appreciate about our friendship, and that we do often, and I would say, our counselor, Wilma, you know, we have a counselor cluster of friends. We're going to call them the counselor cluster.
Yeah.
It's Counselor Julie, Counselor Emily, Counselor Wilma, and Counselor Kat. So Counselor Wilma does this to me, and so does Counselor Kat. Well, actually, all of them do it.
Yeah.
And when we talk about a scenario or a situation with people, and let's just say it's a situation that's negative or volatile, or there's something going on with a person that we know or that we've been close to that it just seems like it's a bad situation.
Sure.
Is we always seem to wheel around to, okay, what if we are thinking the best about that person?
Right.
What does the story look like?
Right.
If we're assuming the best. So I feel like I'm surrounded with friends that do that. Like, let's assume the best about this person.
We literally just did that today.
Yes. Let's assume the best about this person.
Right.
And what is the best story that we could tell about this scenario? Because here's the danger of secondhand information or information that you see on the social media.
Right.
It is not information that you're getting directly from the person. So there's all this peripheral and all this static and all these people that I heard this. Well, I heard this. Well, they said this. Well, they said that. Well, this happened and that happened. And then you're kind of piecing together a story that is really information you've got from several different outlets people and maybe not directly from the source. And I love that I have people in my life that if I'm upset about a scenario, like this person did this, or this person did that, or this is happening, that my close knit people say, let's talk about the best case scenario here.
Right.
Let's think about this person in the best light. And what would that story look like? And what that does is it takes the story that's being told and it elevates it to a place of like, okay, this also could be true.
100%.
And if I'm thinking the best about that person.
100%.
Because unless you don't know for sure,
right?
Like from them, you don't really know.
Well, and don't we all want that
to happen
said about us.
Us, yes.
You know, when people are in let's not be naive and think people don't talk about us or how maybe we've hurt them or maybe things that they see.
Right.
And so I think for me, I want that grace to be extended to me. Right. You know, I want people when they see, you know, I for whatever reason, I think about work first in this scenario. Is, you know, when I make a decision at work or maybe people read an email that I write at work or something like that, my hope is that they would say, well, I don't love that, but what if, in a positive way, like what if, you know, I don't know, but what else could be true about that situation?
Right.
Or, you know, saying, I don't know all the facts, but I'm assuming and making the assumption, I'm going to believe the best about Matt because I know that Matt has a good heart. I know that Matt cares for people.
And I know Matt's track record.
Right. Absolutely. And so I want that grace extended to me. Mm-hmm. So I need to give that to other people.
One thing I'm leaving in 2024 is brain spinning and worry.
Oh, like praise be.
Getting something.
Not for you, for all of us.
But getting something in my mind that I can't seem to move out of. Mm. You know, Wilma, Counselor Wilma, our friend Wilma that's a counselor, she does this thing she calls stop thought, where she stops the thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, we've had a situation in our life that has just happened recently that's been a shift in Daryl and I's life. And I'll talk about it later when everything is said and done, but it's a shift. And I was consumed with some of the things that were being said and some thoughts like that were just spinning around it, like over and over. It's like same thought, spinning over and over and over. And I can always tell that I also start to saying the same thing over and over because I can't get off of it. So then, the stop thought process is like, stop that way of thinking and start saying, okay, well, we are putting this into practice. We are doing this. This is also something that's happening that's true, that's going to aid the situation or help, you know, and start thinking, literally take your mind out of that thought and stop those thoughts and create new thoughts.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I hope that that's an area I can grow in.
Yeah.
And when it's with my family, it's extra, really extra hard.
Right.
That's where I can really get hung up.
Yeah. Here's what I'm bringing into 2025 is saying yes to things that I'm afraid of and no to things.
Oh, I like that.
I know you do like that. And no to things that I know suck the life out of me. So there was a book. I have not read this book, so I'm endorsing this without reading it. But Shonda Rhimes wrote a book. I just had to look it up because I thought it was her. But the producer, she produced Grey's Anatomy, lots of other, How to Get Away with Murder, a lot of other shows.
Yeah.
She wrote a book called The Year of Yes. And in her book, she said yes to, like, I don't know if she said yes to everything, but she started saying yes more.
Oh, okay.
And I think for me, you know, I have a keychain that's a Brené Brown quote that's courage over comfort. Mm. I think sometimes my natural inclination is to go to spaces and have experiences that make me comfortable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think for me in this year, I want to say yes to opportunities that make me scared in a good way and maybe say no to things that are comfortable.
Yeah.
That might be life sucking.
Yeah, I like it. I like
it. You know,
it.
I grew up.
I like this. I love this.
You're going to hold me to it too. That's the scary part about speaking it out loud is, you know, we both grew up in that culture of like people pleasing, Christian, evangelical. Mm-hmm. And so I think sometimes it's easy to say yes to things that are either going to make people around you happy or say yes to things that are going to maybe give you the right attention or the attention that you desire.
Yeah, that's good.
And sometimes I need to say yes to things that are scary, that might push me a little bit.
Stretch me.
I think that's one of mine.
Yeah, I like it. Okay. Something that I'm bringing into 2025 that I've started in 2024 is keeping that phone plugged in the bathroom away from my bedroom.
Yeah.
I'm keeping that. And over the holidays, our youngest son, Joey, had given me the Hatch clock
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And he basically helped me download the app and really set it up.
Do you like it?
Oh, I like it.
Okay.
The way it wakes you up is like with this light that comes on like the sunrise. And I really like it. And I'm keeping that phone plugged into the bathroom.
That just
has really helped me. Another thing that I'm keeping and bringing into 2025 that I loved in 2024 and probably years and years and years before that is my big notebook. I don't care what anybody says. Listen. I don't need an iPad. I don't need my phone. I need my phone, but I'm not putting the lists in my phone. I'm carrying my big notebook. I like my big notebook. I like carrying my big notebook. I like having a pen that I love with my notebook.
I've been printing off recipes and buying cookbooks,
you're staring at my notebook.
Yeah,
I love my notebook.
Okay, here's something that I am getting. I'm going to bring into my life saying yes to more relationships in real life. We kind of talked about this last week. The book clubs, the Skyline guys, continuing to say yes to real life relationships. Yes. And here's another one that I want to bring in is, I turned the page too quick.
Well, while you're looking for it, I'm going to tell you something I'm bringing into 2025. And it's just started is our friend Mel. Our friend Mel started a group with Bible Recap. Reading through the Bible in a year. I'm going to do that. She's going to help me.
That's awesome.
And I would like to read through the Bible in a year.
Yeah,
I would like to do that.
Okay. This is a lifelong journey, but I want to continue to work on this in this year is for me, it's saying yes to love, yes to empathy, yes to living in the gray, and no to making hard and fast decisions about
assumptions,
people or assumptions or judgments.
Yeah, that's good.
It's for me, I've said this before, you know, the older that I get, I'm almost 40 in a month from now. I will be 40 in a month from now.
Wild.
The older that I get and the more life that I see around me and the more that I have experiences as a parent or as the child of a parent that's, you know, my dad passed away. My mom's a widow. I'm having these different life experiences and I'm watching people around me navigate life differently. And the older that I get, the more comfortable I continue to get with living in the choosing empathy over like an opinion. I don't have to have opinions about everything.
Right.
I can love and I can listen.
It's the whole let them thing with Mel Robbins. Let people make their decisions about their life. That doesn't stop you from loving them.
Right. And so I think as I go into this year, I'm turning up that dial of empathy and of love.
It's
big for me.
Love it.
Okay. I think it's time to talk about food.
Ooh, ooh. Let's talk about food.
Yes. Let's talk about food. Here's what I want to say.
Go.
We talked about cheeses, and I just want to piggyback off of that.
Okay.
There is so much to be said for a good cheese. Maybe for you, here's something. Listen, Lazy Genius has impacted my family. Maybe for you, you're going to say yes to feeding your family over having perfect meals. Because here's at the end of the day, maybe for you, it's, hey, my family's fed. And maybe for you, something you need to do, we did this a couple years ago. We have breakfast one night a week because it's easy for us.
Yes.
Our kids get fed.
Yes.
It's great. Maybe for you, you need to have a charcuterie night once a week where you're like.
So what are you saying about Walnut Creek Cheese and Market? The cheese?
Maybe you need to say, hey, for my family, one night a week, my kids are getting fed. That's what I need to do. And
we're
what it looks like
we're going to
get some good cheeses. We're going to lay out some fruits and veggies and we're going to have like a European vibe meal.
Yes.
You know, I think it's.
Listen, grilled cheese and tomato soup. They sell Rebecca's tomato soup at Walnut Creek Cheese. It's one of my favorite quick meals. Heat that soup up, add a little bit of half and half or a little bit of milk to it or thin it down with even just a little bit of water if you want to make it stretch a little further because it's very rich. And get you a grilled cheese, get you some 6-grain bread or some wheat bread at Walnut Creek Cheese and Market. Put on some baby Swiss or maybe put on 2 different kinds of cheese from there and make a beautiful grilled cheese sandwich with tomato soup. I love that meal.
And I think
here's
where that ties in for me. Is Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, they are a sponsor of us, but I think for them, for me, their role in our lives are feed your family and don't worry about what it looks like.
Correct. Right.
Go find good, wholesome foods.
Right.
you know, that you can trust, that you can trust the foods that you're feeding your family. And maybe it looks different than a big old spread on a Tuesday night. Maybe what it looks like is just doing something simple and quick that you know is good and wholesome for your family. So let's leave the expectation. Let's leave the extremes.
The pressure.
The pressure. I mean, Lazy Genius, if she's taught us anything, it's to make your life work for you. And I do think Walnut Creek Cheese and Market
does that.
Fits into that for us.
Good.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us in this conversation all about what we're leaving behind in 24 and bringing in with us for 2025. You know, as we look ahead, my hope for our podcast community is that we continue to refine ourselves in whatever that looks like. That maybe for us, you'll never hear us say, like, do this extreme thing, cut everything out of your life. Because the reality is, for us, sustainable change is those 1% differences that we make.
Right.
And so my hope is that as you look forward to 2025, you're thinking about what are the little shifts or the little changes in your life that can help you continue to change, improve, and grow, all while loving the people around you even better than you ever have before.
And if you haven't done it yet, maybe just go out and buy yourself a bag of Nerd gummy clusters.
And that is the wisdom for the day.
Yes.
Nerd gummy clusters.
Yes.
Hey, whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods and Mount Hope Fence.